You're listening to the Little Stars Christmas Concert on WLR.
For those of you who are tuning in to our broadcast on WLR, you are most welcome, and we thank you for spending your Christmas with us. We are opening this evening with the De La Salle College Senior Choir, who are under the tutelage of the renowned Brother Ben Hanlon and conducted this evening by Caoimhe O'Connor. Once a week, the boys' choir gathers in the college chapel to rehearse, and up to 60 boys take part after school in this voluntary activity. Having entered many competitions and having fine-tuned their significant musical skills over the years, they will perform for us this evening. A Spaceman Came Travelling and Do They Know It's Christmas. Please join me in putting your hands together to welcome the De La Salle College Choir.
Cry. And it went la 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 la. Christmas time, there's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shade. But in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Christmas bells that ring there, all the clanging chimes you do. Well, tonight they got it still instead of you. And there won't be snow in Africa this Christmas time. The greatest gift they'll get this year is life. Whoa. Sun. Do they know it's Christmas time at all? Feed the world.
Performance to kick off this evening's event. I'm Dimphna Nugent from WLR, and it's my honour to be your MC for this evening. Let's not forget what's at the very heart of everything we are doing this evening. The WLR St. Vincent de Paul Christmas Appeal raises much needed funds for families, not just at Christmas, but all year round. An average of 800 requests are received every single day for help, for much needed funds. And through your help this evening, we can do that. We have never needed one another more as a community, and collectively, we really can make a difference. We are moving across Waterford for our next choir, directed by Liz Carney, and assisted by teachers Anya Barrett and Liz Murphy, whose classes are performing this evening from St. Mary's National School in Ballygunner. Tonight, St. Mary's National School Ballygunner will be singing for us the Christmas alphabet on Cade Nullag and Santa Claus is Coming to Town. We have St. Mary's National School Ballygunner. Do enjoy.
Bye.
Park we go for our very next choir, and this is right in the heart of Waterford City. And for the pupils of Water Park National School, music is not just important, it's an essential component of education for all, regardless of ability or background or personal circumstances. Through immersing and engaging pupils in music continuously, Mrs. Cummins, Miss Brennan, and all at Water Park National School hope to encourage delight, enjoyment, and satisfaction through the medium of music. Ladies and gentlemen, we will have third class singing He's Our Saviour and sixth class singing Christmas Tree. Under the guiding hand of Mrs. Cummins and Miss Brennan, it's Water Park National School.
Joseph, they had a baby in Bethlehem.
second senior choir of the evening is the Presentation Secondary School Choir. And in the Presentation Secondary School, the tradition of music is firmly embedded, where the music has dated back to the early 1970s. The school has been staging musicals since 1973, with the choir firmly established by the 1980s. The choir has since gone on to compete very successfully, both regionally and nationally, in many competitions, and the fourth-year members of this evening's choir, I believe, are currently rehearsing for next March's production of Frozen the Musical. This stunning quartet of songs is under the musical direction of Erica Brennan, accompanied by Mark Scanlon, and they will sing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, Somewhere Only We Know, and Oceans.
call me out upon the waters, the great unknown. My feet may fail, and there I find you in the mystery, in oceans deep. My faith will stand.
St. John of God's National School have been a buzz with the sound of rehearsals for nativity plays, Christmas music, traditional carols, and of course, the songs that they will perform for you this evening. Under the guiding influence of musical director Avril Hartree, this year is particularly exciting as there have been extensive refurbishments of the stage, the light and sound system, and the pupils cannot wait to get performing on it. Astonishingly, tonight's choir was formed only over the last few weeks from 4th, 5th and 6th classes, directed by Avril Hartree and accompanied tonight by Marion Inglesby. The focus is on giving time to others for Christmas, something that's very much the focus of what we're doing here this evening, and the joy of singing. They hope you enjoy their varied and sometimes very lively selection of songs. I'm definitely told there are some first-time soloists here this evening, so we will listen out for them as the choir perform Spending Christmas, Where Are You Christmas, and Feliz Navidad. Please welcome St. John of God's National School.
Something's missing.
are working on something very, very special at the moment, and that is the Peace Proms for 2023. Our school is St. Ursula's Primary School, and we are gladly joined this evening by third and fourth class pupils who form part of the larger senior choir in the school. Now, these girls, I've been told, have been giving up their lunch times to perform for tonight's event and to prepare for lots of different upcoming seasonal activities, because in addition to tonight's concert, these girls will be performing at Winterville and the local Carols by Candlelight service. Under the musical direction of Niamh King, the girls will sing tonight Somewhere in My Memory from the beautiful Christmas film Home Alone, followed by Silver Bells and the ever popular Must Be Santa. We really, really hope you enjoy them. A big, big round of applause for St. Ursula's Primary School.
Yeah.
does take tremendous passion, confidence, and such dedication to do what you have all done here for us this evening. And I'm sure that those who are listening back on the WLR broadcast have been thoroughly enjoying themselves this evening. When you share the audio and the video with your family who are living overseas and who may not make it home this Christmas, it will be thanks to the patience and the skill of Dean Robinson and Ray Coakley from WLR. Thanks must also go to Mr. Wayne Brown for always encouraging talent and seeing the possibility in Waterford, particularly in our young people here. So a big round of applause for them. It is down to the kindness of Father Rogers, who has allowed us to use these beautiful surroundings here this evening in St. John's, and to Eddie the Sacristan and Deirdre Barry, the parish secretary, for all of their tremendous help. They really could not have done enough. Singing us out this evening is a lady who really doesn't need any introduction, but I am required to give her one anyway. It is the inimitable Lindsay Penkert. Lindsay's love for music is woven through Waterford's musical and theatrical history. Having joined Stage Fright Kids at the age of 8 under the direction of Michelle Condon and the late beloved Brian Flynn, that's where her love for theatre began. Lindsay is an accomplished soprano and has a diploma in vocal teaching. She's a fully qualified and practicing local vocal coach. She's very qualified. And to those of you who are listening, it's just one final word. Whatever your Christmas may look like this year, and whoever it is that's around your table, we at WLR truly thank you for spending it with us. In a time when the focus is often on gifts and finding the right present, let us never forget that the most precious gift that we can give this Christmas is the gift of our time. Merry Christmas and a very good night to you all.